2 Peter chapter number 1. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 5. Ang sabi ng verse number 5, "And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge." Kung Tagalogin natin ang Bible, "At bukod dito, gawin ninyo ang lahat ng inyong makakaya na tustusan ang inyong pananampalataya ng kabutihan at ang kabutihan ng kaalaman." Now, lahat ng mananampalataya, lahat ng kinakausap ni Peter dito ay church members, no? Naalala ninyo, church ng mga, yung mga churches ng Turkey or modern day Asia Minor, doon sa five regions ng Asia, Bithynia, Cappadocia, and so on and so forth. So ang tagapagtanggap ng liham ni Peter ay mga churches. And that's very, very important. Ano ang lugar na dinesign ng Diyos para sa mananampalataya upang siya ay lumago sa pananampalataya? Yan ay ang church. Yan ay ang churches, no? So, again, never na makakilala ka ng mananampalataya na lumalago sa pananampalataya pero umiiwas sa church. That doesn't happen. Okay, you avoid church, you will not grow in the Christian life. Okay? So Peter writes to the churches to encourage them to continue on despite sufferings. And there's external sufferings we talked about in 1 Peter. And now we're looking at the internal testings, particularly of apostasy. Apostasy. Anong ibig sabihin ng apostasy? Yung ibig sabihin ng apostasy, yung hindi na lumalakad na kasama ang Diyos. Minsan, lumalakad ka kasama ang Panginoon, pero ngayon, hindi na. Ang tawag doon, apostasy. Tumatalikod sa pananampalataya, tumitiwalag sa pananampalataya, at ang mga churches ay hindi exempt sa apostasy. There is no church that is exempt from the danger of apostasy. Anong ibig sabihin ng apostasy? Tumiwalag sa pananampalataya. Can you imagine a church, an assembly of baptized disciples, gets to the place where none of them are walking with the Lord? They are no longer obeying the Bible. Can that happen in a church? It can happen to a church. It has happened to many churches down throughout the ages, and we don't want a church that will not no longer walk with the Lord. Now, churches is an assembly of baptized disciples or believers. Okay, so the foundation stone of a New Testament church are believers. Believers. Now, if a church can apostatize, can an individual believer apostatize? Yes. Yes. And again, hindi ibig sabihin dahil ang church ay lumalakad ng matuwid, ang bawat member ba ng church ay lumalakad ba ng matuwid? No. Hindi ibig sabihin porque yung church matuwid, ang member matuwid. Meron possibility na ang member ay maging apostate. Hindi na lumalakad na kasama ang Diyos. Dati, mainit para sa Panginoon, pero ngayon malamig. Dati, merong service para sa Panginoon, pero ngayon wala na. Pwede hong mangyari yan sa buhay ng Kristiyano. At kaya, binibigyan tayo nitong lesson na ito para iwasan natin ang apostasy sa buhay natin. Alright? And so, lahat ng ipinagkaloob sa atin ng Diyos, binigay sa atin ng Diyos para alam natin kung paano tayo dapat mabuhay. At lahat, everything. Did you know that God gave you everything you need in order to live a godly life? God provided everything for you. Wi-Fi is not part of that. Cell phone is not part of that. The first century church did not have live stream. We have no record of their sermons or their Sunday services. And yet they live godly. So, do we have everything we need to live a godly life? Well, verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord, according as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue. And so, ginawa ng Diyos lahat para tayo ay magkaroon ng buhay, para tayo magkaroon ng masaganang espiritual na buhay bilang mananampalataya sa Diyos. God did everything. He gave us His promises. Look at verse 4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. Oh, even the Word of God binigay sa atin ng Diyos. That by these things ye, corporate, kayong lahat, He's talking to the churches here, might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lusts. So, through lust. So, the world, sa mundong ito, wala kang maaasahan, kundi puros kabaluktutan, kamalian. Pero sa church, pwede mong asahan mga pangako ng Diyos para mag-encourage ka na gumawa ng tama. You see? And so, in that sense, the church is standing opposite of the world. And so if you give yourself to something, you should give yourself to the church, to the Lord, not to the world. Okay? Verse 5. Beside this, now look at that, and beside everything that God has given you, now you have a responsibility. Ngayon, ay tinuturo ni Peter na sa lahat ng ginawa ng Diyos para sa atin, nararapat lang na tayo naman gawin natin ang lahat upang lumago tayo sa pananampalataya. Biro mo, ang Diyos ginawa niya ang lahat, ngayon tayo na ang may responsibility na gawin natin ang lahat upang lumakad tayo sa layunin ng Diyos. Does that make sense to you? All right, now, may kulang ba ang bigay ng Diyos sa atin? May kakulangan ba sa Diyos? No. No. Okay, so ibig sabihin, pwede tayong lumakad ng matino? Is that right? Yes. Okay, so we can walk right because there's nothing lacking with God. And now, it's our responsibility to grow in the Christian faith. That's our responsibility. Now, look at verse number 5. And beside this, giving how many diligence?
All.
Now, there are two words that are the most important words in this message. Word number one, all. So how diligent, ano ba yung diligence sa Tagalog? How diligent? Yes, gaano kasipag? Diligence. Gaano kasigasig? Diligence. Tama. Gaano kasipag dapat tayo maging sa pananagutan natin, responsibility natin na lumago? Sabi ng Bible, lahat. All. Diligence. All diligence. You have to give your all in this area of spiritual growth. Ibig sabihin, hindi pwede yung bahagi ka lang na lumalago sa pananampalataya. All diligence means you examine your life, and you evaluate everything. Your philosophy, your dress, your entertainment, your words, your music, your food, your friendships, your associations, your ambition, all diligence. When we're talking about spiritual growth, now, pwede ba sa Kristiyano ang lumago lang sa isang area, pero wag lumago sa ibang area? Halimbawa, pag yung isang sanggol, ang lumalaki lang sa kanya yung kanyang ulo, pero hindi lumalaki yung kanyang katawan, hindi lumalaki ang kanyang iba't ibang parte ng kanyang katawan, at merong ganon. Meron talagang ganon, no? Genetic deformation, no? Hindi ho siya normal. So sa Christian life, lahat tayo ay merong area na pwede tayong mag-improve. Amen? Hello? And the Bible says, all diligence. Lahat dapat natin gawin para tayo ay lumago sa pananampalataya. Now, ikaw ba, and I'm just asking this question for us all, are you diligent in every area in the Christian growth? Do you carefully examine your life in light of the Word of God? Can you say this? I am growing as a Christian more so than last year. Are you more giving than last year? Are you more loving than last year? Are you more praying more than last year? Are you more involved in the Lord's ministry than you were last year? You see, are you growing? Are you diligent? Every area of life. Now, again, sabi dito, giving all diligence. Now, here's the next word. And this word is the most important word in the entire verse, because this word is a command. And whenever you have a command, that's the sermon. That's the message. And here's the message. Add. Ano sa Tagalog yung add? Idagdag. Now, yung puwersa nito, utos. This is an imperative. Naalala ba ninyo yung imperative na pinag-aralan natin nung nag-aaral tayo ng Jude? May apat na imperative sa Jude. Eto, may isang imperative tayo dito sa verse number 5. Isang utos. At ang binilin sa atin, inutos sa atin ni Peter, dagdagan ninyo ang pananampalataya ninyo. Add. This is a very important word. Idagdag. Now, let me ask you a question. Are you adding to your faith? What are you adding to your faith? How often do you add to your faith? When should you add to your faith? Are you growing in the Christian life? Now, nung kapanahuna ni Peter, this here, beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith, yung diligence dyan, yung sigasig. Ang ginagawa nila, this is the style back in the day. One house, one family will have a presentation for the village. Para silang magpapakitang gila sila sa kanilang village. So itong pamilyang ito, may presentation sila, may pasayaw-sayaw. A choreograph is the word, meaning to say there's some dancing and feasting, and they show up and they feast. And then another family will look at that family and say, we're going to do that too, and we're going to make it bigger and better. And so they feast and they put on a production bigger and better. And then another family will say, we can do better than that. And so they put up their own production and make it bigger and better. And they're kind of rivalry. They're kind of para silang nagpapakitang gilas. All right? No, kami mas masigasig. No, kami ang mas masigasig. No, kami ang mas masigasig. Now, in the Christian growth that God wants every Christian to grow, hindi tayo lumalago para magpakitang gilas. Pero sino tayo, sino ang competition natin sa Christian growth? Yung sarili natin. Meaning to say, kung ikaw ay bata sa pananampalataya ngayon, nais ng Diyos na lumago ka sa pananampalataya. Huwag kang manatiling bata sa pananampalataya. God wants you to grow. At pag ikaw ay lumago, kailangan ang testing mo, hindi yung ikinukumpara mo yung sarili mo sa iba. No, compare yourself not to others as though you were rivals. You compare yourself to the Word of God. And you look at your life and you say, well, what else can I add to my faith? What else can I do this year that I couldn't do last year? How else can I grow in the Lord? Now, let me ask you a question. Kailan tayo tapos na lumago sa pananampalataya? Kailan ang graduation day natin bilang estudyante ng salita ng Diyos? Ha?
Rapture.
Mas magandang deadline yon. Kesa sa death. That's right. Either death or till the rapture. Ibig sabihin, never tayo na dapat hindi lumalago sa pananampalataya. Never. There's never time when you say, I'm done growing. I'm done. What the... Add to your faith. Add to your faith. And so, dito, walo ang mga bagay na pwede tayong lumago. Walo. Pero, ang prutas, seven lang. There are seven things that we can grow by. We can grow in our life. But there are eight graces from God. Total. Including faith. And then the seven fruits that come from that. Okay? So, una sa lahat, yung faith. It says, add to your faith. So, umpisa tayo sa faith. Now, yung kinakausap ni Peter, meron ba silang faith? Yes. Bakit? Ba't alam natin na meron silang faith? Kasi sila yung church. Sila yung mga churches. What else? Kasi binanggit na niya yon. Look at verse number 1. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us. So, kinakausap niya, meron silang faith dahil nakatanggap na sila ng faith. Now, kailan ang tao tumanggap ng faith? That's right, when he becomes or she becomes born again. When you get saved, you obtained like precious faith. So do you have faith? Do you have faith? Okay, I hope you have faith, because if you don't have faith, you're not saved. Okay? So if you have faith, now you can begin to grow. Does that make sense? Okay? So wag natin asahan na lumago ang walang pananampalataya. Yung mga walang pananampalataya sa Panginoon, yung hindi nagbago, yung walang talagang tunay na born again experience sa kanilang puso, wala silang malay patungkol sa Diyos, wala silang pakialam patungkol sa Diyos, wala silang alam patungkol sa Bible, hindi nila kilala si Yesu Cristo sa kanilang buhay, kaya sila gumagawa ng mali, kaya sila baluktot, kasi walang Jesus Christ sa kanilang puso. Pero hindi yan ang problema natin. Ang sa atin, make sure meron tayong faith. Alright? Now, when you have faith, now you can begin to add these seven things in order to grow your faith. Does that make sense? All right. So, ito yung mga dagdagan natin sa faith. First of all, sabi dito, add to your faith virtue. Anong ibig sabihin ng virtue? Kabutihan. Kabutihan. So, at ang pangalawa na dapat natin dagdagan, and to virtue, knowledge. Knowledge, kaalaman. Now, wait a minute. Ano ang sabi ng Diyos na unang dapat dagdagan sa pananampalataya? Kaalaman o kabutihan? What? Kabutihan muna. Ito yun ang priority. Now, sa atin, dahil mahilig tayo mag-aral ng salita ng Diyos, sabi natin, kailangan Bible study. Bible study muna. No, ang sabi ng Bible, kabutihan muna. So kung ikaw ay bagong ligtas o ikaw ay may matagal ng Kristiyano, anong unang bagay na dapat ilagay mo sa iyong buhay? Virtue, ang paggawa ng tama, ang paggawa ng mabuti. Alam mo, kahit na walang magturo sa iyo kung ano ang mabuti, alam mo na yon. Lalo na kapag ang banal na Espiritu ng Diyos nasa buhay mo, siya na ang magtuturo sa iyo kung anong matuwid at anong baluktot. Kung Kristiyano ka at nandyan ang banal na Espiritu ng Diyos sa iyong puso, tuturuan ka ng Diyos kung ano yung tama at ano ang mali. Amen? Yes. Yes. A Christian needs to add virtue before he adds knowledge. Before knowledge, kailangan may virtue. Yung iba, knowledge ka agad. Alam mo, ang knowledge kung walang virtue, palpak yun. Maraming mga Kristiyano, matino, alam nila yung doctrines ng Bible, pero yung buhay nila, walang kabutihan. That is a lopsided growth. No, God wants virtue first. And then, knowledge. Okay? Alright. So, lumago tayo sa virtue, lumago tayo sa knowledge. Unahin natin ang virtue before knowledge. Verse 6. And to knowledge, at sa kaalaman, dagdagan natin ang ano? Temperance. Anong ibig sabihin ng temperance? Pagtitimpi. Yes, that's right. Grasya ng pagtitimpi. Sansalain, pinipigilan, sinusupil ang kagustuhan ng laman. Yun ang tinatawag na temperance. In other words, sa English, self-control. Self-control. Knowledge, tapos temperance. Hindi yung pita ng laman. Palagi mong binibigay yung sarili mo sa nais ng laman. Alam mo yung laman ng tao, wala siyang pinoproduce na maganda. Lahat ng nais, lahat ng lust of the flesh ay palaging nasa mali. At dahil lamang sa Holy Spirit ng Panginoon, masusugpuan natin ang laman. And so, knowledge, then temperance, tapos, and to temperance, dagdagan natin ang patience. Yung patience sa English, yung parang naghihintay ka lang sa pila, kailangan mo lang ng patience. Hindi ho yan ang patience ng Bible, okay? Ang patience sa Bible ay tibay ng loob. Lakas ng loob. Alam ba ninyo yung ibig sabihin ng endurance? Endurance, okay? Yon ang patience sa Bible. Endurance, tibay, sa harap o sa halip ng pagsubok, tibay, patience, endurance, hindi yung konting problema lang, wala na, goodbye na ako, goodbye. No, be enduring, and that's the will of God. And to patience, at dagdagan ninyo, yung patience ng godliness, pagiging maka-Diyos. Ito yung relasyon natin sa Diyos. Godliness. Dagdagan natin. So, ang daming area pala ng improvement ng Kristiyano, no? Hindi lang pala one or two. Ito pala, seven. Yung godliness, yan yung araw-araw nagpe-pray tayo sa Panginoon. Araw-araw, pagising natin, pasasalamat ang pinagpe-pray natin sa Kanya. Tapos request, tapos nagbabasa tayo ng Bible. Araw-araw, pati gabi, pagdating sa gabi, before na matulog, magpasalamat sa Panginoon, magpray sa Kanya. Habang lumalakad kayo, iisipin nyo ang Diyos. Panginoon, salamat Lord sa kabutin mo sa amin. And araw-araw, meron kang relationship sa Panginoon. That's godliness. Maka-Diyos. And that's important. All right? Tapos dagdagan pa yung godliness. Ang dami namang request ng Panginoon, no? Verse 7. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. Pagmamahal sa kapatiran. Ito yung sumusunod siya kapag meron kang godliness. Pansinin mo yung order. Godliness muna before brotherly kindness. Kasi kung tama ang relasyon mo sa Diyos, magiging tama ang relasyon mo sa mga kapatiran mo. Godliness, brotherly kindness. Yung brotherly kindness, pagmamahal yan sa kapatiran. Now, we have brotherly kindness dito. Dapat sa loob ng church, nagmamahalan tayo. Sa loob ng church, nakikita natin yung mga peklat natin, pero nagmamahalan pa rin tayo. Amen? Amen. Hindi pwedeng maging matibay ang isang church kung ang isang church ay critical. Ano yung critical na church? Tingnan mo siya. Tingnan mo ito. Tingnan mo yan. Tingnan mo yun. Oh. Wow. No? Brotherly kindness. Now, hindi ibig sabihin ng brotherly kindness na pinababaya na lang natin na gumawa ng mali yung kapatiran natin. No? Merong time na dapat yung mali itinutuwin. Alright? Pero magkaroon tayo ng brotherly kindness. That's so important. Hereby you know that you are my disciples if ye love one another. No? Mas importante na alam ng tao na mahal mo siya, higit pa sa lahat ng na pwede mong i-explain sa kanya. Sabi ng may kasabihan, man does not care what you know until he knows that you care. Ayun. Bahala na kayo mag-translate nun sa Tagalog. Charity. Dagdagan natin yung brotherly kindness ng charity. Ito naman yung pagmamahal at pagmamalasakit para sa lahat. Yung mga hindi nasa church. Yan yung charity. Yan yung charity. Now, na-experience natin ito noong nag-pandemic, nagbigay tayo ng food pack. 250 food pack. Binigyan natin yung subdivision doon. Kawayanan? Yes. Binigyan natin sila 250 food pack. Pero sinigurado muna natin, lahat ng kapatiran, walang gutom dito. Tapos, charity. Uulitin natin. Magkakaroon na naman tayo ng charity para sa nasa likod ng Pure Gold. Gagawa tayo ng siguro mga 320 food pack para sa kanila. Tapos, papakita natin na meron tayong charities para sa kanila. Why? Kasi party ho yan ang paglago sa pananampalataya. Hindi ka lalago sa pananampalataya na wala kang charity. No? All of this is important. So, yan ang message natin. Introduction ho yan. Hindi, biro lang. Mag-conclude na tayo. Alright? Ano ang lugar na dinesign ng Diyos para lumago ang Kristiyano? What?
Church.
Ang gawa ng paglago, ito ay ang tungkulin natin, pananagutan natin bilang mananampalataya. Now, kung ikaw ay niligtas ng Diyos, niligtas ka ng Diyos dahil merong layunin ng Diyos sa iyong buhay. Kailangan lumago ka sa pananampalataya. Ang kaalaman sa Diyos ay nagdudulot ng pananagutan. Kung meron kang alam patungkol sa Diyos, inilagay yan sa iyo ng Diyos at mananagot ka, sasagot ka sa Diyos balang araw sa kaalaman na binigay niya sa iyo. Ang sakop ng paglago, all diligence. Lahat. Magpakita ng sipag, sa paglago sa lahat ng area ng life. So, I challenge you this week, evaluate every aspect of life. Evaluate and ask the question, am I growing in the faith? Am I growing in the faith? Gaano kahaba ang paglago natin sa pananampalataya? Kailan? Until death. O di kaya rapture. Tama. Okay? Huwag mong sabihin, 6 na buwan na ako sa church, okay na ako. O huwag mong sabihin, hindi, okay naman ako, lahat naman ng area na na-cover ko na. Meron bang ganon? Pastor, paano kapag yung 7 na ito, na-complete ko na, edi ulitin mo uli para mas lumago ka uli. So, halimbawa, may mga pastor na gano'n ha. Yung ibang mga pastor na kapag pastor na, 40, 50 years na silang pastor, sa isip nila, wala nang pwede magpastor sa kanila. Wala. Sila ang nangangaral, walang pwedeng mangaral sa kanila. No? No? Kahit ako, for example, ako, missionary ako, kailangan ko pa rin ng lumago sa pananampalataya. Never, never kayo makakakilala ng super Christian sa mundong ito. Walang super Christian. Kaya huwag kayo ma-impress sa tao. Lahat tayo kailangan lumago. Amen? Ang pagsulong ng paglago. Ang habang buhay, ang pagsulong ng paglago, ano pa ang magagawa ng Panginoon para tayo ilumago sa pananampalataya? Ano pa ang kulang sa Kanya para lumago ako sa pananampalataya? Wala. So kung walang kulang sa Kanya para ako ay lumago sa pananampalataya, sino ang sisisihan ko kung hindi ako lumago sa pananampalataya? Sarili. Alright, so you got it. You got the message. So I want to ask you a question. What more can you do to grow in your faith? And it's your responsibility. What God has given you, that is your responsibility. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? If you're not growing, who are you to blame? Oh, you can't blame your mom and dad. Oh, you can't blame your circumstances. I'm not growing in the Lord because somebody... No. You can't bring up somebody else's name. When it's growing in the Lord, we're talking about God has given you exceeding great precious promises. God has given you faith. Oh, God has given you everything. It's time to stop making excuses. It's time to grow in the Lord. All right, let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord. And at this time, Lord, we just ask that you do a work in our hearts. Help us to grow in the faith. Help us to put all diligence, all effort in the Christian life to grow in the faith and to add to our faith all these elements that are so important. Help us to truly examine ourselves, especially even today or this week, as we take these aspects one by one and examine our life according to Scripture. Show us ways we can grow in the faith, I pray, that we may be pleasing and honoring to you. Habang nakayo ko ang ulo, nakapikit ang mata, Pastor Bill, aminin ko sa Panginoon, meron akong area na dapat lumago sa pananampalataya, at kung tulungan ako ng Diyos, gagawin ko yung mga hakbang na yan para lumago sa pananampalataya sa tulong at grasya ng Diyos. Pakitaas ng kamay. God bless you. That's good. I want to grow in the faith. God bless you. There are things in my life, God bless you, that I want to grow in the faith. Amen. All right, tutulungan ka ng Diyos. Father, I pray you see the hands, you know the hearts, and I pray you would help each and every one of us, Lord, to grow in the faith. Lord, we love you, we thank you, and we seek for your grace in this vital, vital area of Christian growth. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. You are dismissed.